Good morning and welcome to Sports Talk. Sports Talk is brought to you by the Bank of Maysville. I'm Travis Skaggs. My guest on the show this morning is Mason County tennis coach Clay Boone. Stay tuned, I'll step out for a quick break and we'll come back and talk Mason County tennis with Coach Clay Boone right after this message.
The Bank of Maysville has a long history of building relationships with the businesses in our community. The Bank of Maysville is not just a bank, but a true business partner. That's why they offer a comprehensive range of business services from a traditional business checking account to online banking. Whether your company is a farm, manufacturing business, professional practice, or nonprofit organization, the Bank of Maysville can help you manage your resources more efficiently. Find out more about what the Bank of Maysville can do for your business. The Bank of Maysville, since 1835. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We've got with us here on Sports Talk, Mason County Tennis Coach Clay Boone. And Clay, thanks for stopping down.
Thanks, Travis, for having me today. I look forward to talking to you about our tennis program.
The season underway. We had Betsy Cobb on last week, St. Patrick tennis coach. And like anything else, you guys start. Some days it's 70, some days it's 35, 45, windy, cold. You've got to play what the conditions are.
Yeah, tell our kids, you know, that our opponent has to play in those conditions as well. And you just have to, you know, fight through a little bit of adversity and, you know, don't let the weather determine how you're going to play. You know, your performance is based on you and you're the expert on yourself when you're out there on the court. You've got to do your job just like everybody else has to do their job under any conditions.
What do you guys do in the winter right before the season gets underway? You do some conditioning there at MCIS, try to do some stuff when the weather's not so great.
Yeah, we're fortunate enough that Mason County Schools has the indoor facility over at the MCIS, and we use the rubber floor. We actually have real nets and net posts set up over there. We do conditioning, do a lot of drill development, work on forehand, backhand. We work on volleys. Can't really work on serve in that place. You get yourself hurt because it's pretty tight in there. But we do have the opportunity to fundamentally, you know, work on footwork drills, work on making sure that we understand and have good court awareness with the time that we do have in there. And it's valuable for us because that gives our kids an opportunity to make sure that we're just not sitting on the sideline. We're actually conditioning and getting ourselves ready for the season to start.
You guys are off to a good start this season, your boys and girls programs. You played several matches and won the majority of them.
Yeah, we've had good opening season on the boys' side. We're 4-1 right now, and I was really impressed with our win against Holy Cross out of Covington to open up the season. But our boys are playing really well. Over the past week, we haven't played for about 4 days now, but we played Scott County last, and that came down to the deciding court. So I was hopeful that we would get that match, but, you know, we fell a little short. And that's where I just tell the kids, you know, we got to be a little bit more mentally tough and more prepared to meet the expectations of our program. You know, you set a standard, and that standard's high, and we want to be successful. When you leave there, everybody has the same goals. Everybody supports one another, and we are a family. We got to find ways to get to the finish line some days, and we're going to work on that. The girls on the girls' side, we've got some new girls that are coming back, too, and they've been really helpful. And we've got our veteran players that are leading the way for us. I feel really confident in both programs right now, and we're making a lot of progress.
Most people know how basketball is scored. You put the ball in the basket. In a tennis match, talk to our listeners about how you play Scott County. What's the format? What do you play to, and how do you get a victory in that match?
So when you're playing a high school varsity tennis match, you'll play 3 singles matches and 2 doubles matches. And basically the scoring format is best of 3 tiebreak sets with the match tiebreak in lieu of the third set. So our goal as a program is to win 3 of those 5 matches, and whether it's in singles or doubles or a combination of the two. So what we try to do, and we're intentional about that, is we put ourselves in the best position possible to acquire 3 of those 5 points. And everybody has a job to do, and we kind of sit down and kind of identify where our strengths are, where our weaknesses are, how we're going to facilitate and dictate play on each court. We're an aggressive team. I mean, I tell our kids, we get a short ball, we try to hit big targets, and we try to put points away. And I think we're doing a better job of that. But right now, you know, we've got a winning record on both ends, and some of our matches, you know, we've been super competitive, and we've got a really tough schedule coming up. I mean, several 6A schools, and we're not playing a normal schedule. It's a real difficult schedule. It's only going to prepare us for the regional tournament and the state tournament this year.
I know softball coaches and baseball coaches overschedule because of the rain, the wind, the cold weather. How many matches are you allowed to play? And then I'm sure you do the same thing where you schedule a ton and then maybe have to cancel some if you get to the limit.
Yeah, I think this year we scheduled 25 already, and 23 is our limit. We've We've already had a couple cancellations just because of weather, but what we do is we try to, on the back end, make sure to reschedule some of those matches to get to 23. Most years, we're at least able to play between 18 and 20 matches, plus your regional tournament that comes into play. We're right now working on some rescheduled dates already with Campbell County, and we already got Newport Central Catholic rescheduled. So, but that's what we're looking at as we progress through the schedule.
You guys play your home matches there at the rec park. You've got three courts. If you go out there sometimes in the afternoons, you'll see your matches, and some of those matches, you know, depending, will go late into the evening.
We've been playing at the rec park for the last probably close to a decade. We have LED lighting out there, and we've had a match go till 10 o'clock this year already, and it's just because of the limited number of courts, trying to get two varsity matches completed, and we're a very competitive program, so anybody that comes to play us and that's competitive is going to be a real difficult and lengthy match. It's a positive shout out to the school district. We've got contract fulfilled for building the new Mason County tennis facility, which will hopefully be done by October of 2024, which I'm excited about that. And we're going to have six courts, and we're going to be able to host the regional tournament. And I would like to host by 2025. I feel like Mason County's had the opportunity to host before this district, the 39th, and we've not had the opportunity to host. So hopefully we'll get a spot from one of those other districts to host the regional tournament. But I'm looking forward to, once we get those six courts, it's a game changer for our program, because I'm going to have kids that are going to be able to develop in singles more and not so much in doubles, just because of the amount of court space that we have and time that we have in practice. So I think that'll really help some of our specific players develop their games a little bit more.
Where's that going to go? Is that official yet?
Yeah, I believe it's going to be over on one of the practice fields behind the Mason County baseball facility, over by the middle school between Straub Elementary. I'm looking forward to that project and to work with the district on that as well. That's, I really appreciate our Board of Education and, you know, our superintendents and our architect and everybody that provide an opportunity for these kids, because they've earned it.
The community as well.
Oh yeah,
the community. You teach lessons. We've had, during COVID, we had a number of people play where we had to sit on the side. So I mean, yes, they're Mason County schools, tennis courts, but it's a community asset as well.
Oh yeah, and it's definitely a community asset. I mean, instrumentally, we've had 50 plus kids in our intramural program. I can't imagine how awesome that's going to be when we've got just the people that are invested in these kids that come out and get a chance to work with these kids, you know, in the fall and have six courts to work on. They're gonna enjoy it thoroughly. And I always say we make tennis and the activity within the game of tennis fun. I mean, we do all kinds of fun activities with the kids, and it's for any kid. It doesn't matter if, you know, they go to St. Pat, Mason County, Bracken County. I mean, there's kids that come from all over to be involved in our intramural tennis program. That's important as well.
Let's start with your roster. Go over your girls program, Clay, and then we'll talk about your boys program.
Yeah, on the girls program, we've had some new faces this year. We've got Camille Miranda and Eden Abshire and Caitlin Macias and Briley Truesdale. And I like to talk about each of the new girls just for a second. Briley Truesdale, she's just a spunk of energy. Really love her enthusiasm. She's, you know, still developing as a tennis player, but from a family perspective, she brings a lot of energy to our program. And Caitlin Macias does the same thing. She's energetic, always has a smile on her face. We took some pictures after matches, and we were just laughing and having a good time. But really like some of these girls that are just now coming into the program. I will say that Eden Abshire, she was with me in the fall, and we're working on her development right now, and she's really stepped up. She's actually within the lineup. And then the rest of our girls, Camilla, she's new to the program, but she was in my intramural program as well, and it was an opportunity for her to step up. She really worked her tail off in the intramural program to get where she is today, and I really like seeing a kid come out of like our feeder program to get on the varsity level. Then I've got my seasoned kids. I've got 8th graders Ellen Clark and Olivia Jackson. Ellen Clark's just made a ton of improvement over the summer on both sides of the ball, and she's looking like developmentally she's on pace to, in the future, will be the head of our program. And then Annabella Jackson and Olivia Jackson, both are great student athletes, both really good athletes too. They're working on their game, and I've just got them in positions right now where sometimes Olivia's playing singles and Annabelle's playing doubles, but they're working on finding their niche and where I'm having to place them. And I'm making it difficult for my kids. They have to adjust and adapt to being put in positions that they're not really comfortable with. It's okay to feel uncomfortable. You're going to learn that being uncomfortable is part of the phase of being a good athlete and getting through these tough matches. We've got Kendall Sutton is our lone senior. I've asked a lot out of her, and she's been in singles and doubles all season so far. She's our little firecracker. And I'm like, Kendall, you've got to step up every match and do her part, because I put her in really tough matches. And then we got our juniors, Bailey Boone and Tori Lavender, and both of those girls just, you know, keep meeting and exceeding expectations. I'm really tough on those two. I'm really tough on the juniors just because the team flows in the direction of the way those two girls are playing. You know, they beat Scott County in doubles the other night. tonight, and they, you know, had some already good wins in singles this season, so we're off to a really good start. This team is capable. I've talked to them specifically about where they can be and what their end objectives and goals are, because this is a team that could win a regional championship. They have the factors that you need within the team aspect to get there, because there's no weakness in any one position almost in this lineup. We're tough to, I mean, you have to take us to the wire to get us, and Harrison County did that this year. Kudos to them, but we were one short that night. When we've got our full roster on the girls' end, we're tough to beat.
Let's move over to the boys' side.
On the boys' side, we have one senior, Alex Holt, doing a phenomenal job this year, being accountable, you know, ready to practice every day and trying to get better. Really positive with the other kids in the program and the younger guys in the program. We got several younger guys that came on this year. I've got Corbin Rolfe, Gabe Myers, Zach Calvert, Isaiah Carroll, Talon Peters. These are all some of the young guys that are trying to find their way in the lineup. And then I got some older guys like Matthew Schulteis and Brady Marshall, and they're working their tail off trying to get into the lineup. And then we've got 14 guys in the program right now, and there's not a spot in the program. Like right now we're 4-1, and everybody has to do their job on a daily basis just to stay in the lineup, because I've got guys on the outside that are really wanting a spot and an opportunity to play, you know, in a varsity match. And, you know, it's great when you have a deep bench, and right now I'm able to alter my lineup a little bit and still be successful as a team. So I'm looking forward to that. I've got Jake Hampton and Sam Clark playing one doubles. That's been pretty consistent all season so far. They've done a good job. I think they may have had one loss, you know, against Georgetown, Ohio, just in an exhibition match, but overall I'm pretty happy with their progress, and they're starting to read each other well and starting to play well together. I've got Alex Wood and Brody Thurman playing two doubles together. It's a good combination. Both have their strengths and both have their weaknesses, but they're starting to really move well together, and they're starting to see the court well and know what they need to do. Their communication has improved tremendously over the last 2 weeks. I've been really hard on those two about communication and getting their job done when they're on court, because we have some mental breakdowns at time, but we're getting better there. And then I've got at three singles, I got Juan Carlos, and he's a true athlete. He plays soccer, multiple sports, and is doing a great job at three singles for us. And then two singles is Alex Holt, good senior, good leadership on the court, and just really works hard every day. Then our number one singles is Evan Smith, and he's got a lot of potential, a lot of upside. We just have to continue. We're working on serve. We're working on, you know, what our strengths are. His forehand can be big some days, and some days, you know, we're working on his volleys. He's got really good hands, soft hands at the net. Backhand still developing a good rally ball or ball patterns on his behalf, because that's a tough position to play in when you're in a program like ours.
When's the regional tournament? Where's the regional tournament? And then talk about the format.
So the regional tournament starts May 10th. It's going to be in Northern Kentucky this year at Campbell County High School and Scott High School. They'll have separate sites for the boys and the girls regionals and the boys regional. Looking forward to that. They'll have the individual singles and doubles tournament first, and that will be followed by the next week will be the team format, which the KHSAA brought back. And really looking forward to that, because it will have basically the best eight teams in the region competing in a match format to advance. It's like survive and advance. So they took it away about 6 or 7 years ago. And the one thing that KHSAA brought back was this, because it was one thing that really allows teams to show their success, because one or two players don't dictate, you know, the success of a program. It's the number 7 player that you have, the number 6 player, the number 5 player, et cetera, on down through the program. And I'm looking forward to being part of that, you know, this year. We've been really close in the past. We've won it in the past too. So I really like this aspect, having it come back. Then the state tournament is in the end of May and early June. Our objectives and goals lead us to Lexington. That's a standard that we have in the program. So
you get several assistant coaches as well. I know in tennis, it's hard to find. You look at some programs, I'm sure they just have the head coach, but you've got several quality assistants.
Oh yeah. I got the best assistants in the region. I got Andy Clark and Scott Smith right now, and every day. And there's all these other people out in the community that help. You know, Garrett helps and Jim helps. So I got all these guys that are out there helping us all the time and wanting to be part of something that is successful. It's not about one person. It's not about a coach. It's not about a specific player. It's about a community of people that care about something and they want to accomplish. And, you know, that's for all of the sponsors out there as well, because I've got several that help promote our program. So I appreciate all those people as well. But yeah, it's going to be an exciting opportunity. I've got some real seasoned kids in this program right now, and they're doing what they need to do to be successful. And they work hard. You know, if you're out in the community and you want to come out and watch a good match. You know, I believe April 11th we play Clark County. That place is going to be, it's going to be, Clark County will bring a crowd, and I know, I hope Mason County will show up that day, because it'll be competitive.
Before we close out, you spoke on the new tennis complex, and you know, some of these schools in the region have outstanding facilities, and I'm assuming Mason County's is going to be on par with some of those.
Based on meeting with the architect, I mean, we're going to have the gold standard for the 10th region, so my expectations are high, just like the standards for our program. You know, a facility is going to be the gold standard in this community. I mean, everybody will look and be like, man, I'd really like to go to Mason County and play at Mason County, you know, because it's such a nice facility and you've got good people in the program. That's where it starts, you know. It's your leadership. It's who you're around and how you want to be successful.
Yeah, kudos to you, Clay. With your intramural program, you've coached for a number of years, you played in the program, but we wouldn't have this new facility if it wasn't for you. Of course, George Froch coached for a number of years, coached me, but you in the last decade have kind of had the program and taken it to the next level. So, you know, without you, we'd still be playing there at the rec park. And then you do a lot of work with the city and county on the tennis courts out there and then getting Mason County's own facility. So certainly if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have this. And you alluded to the board and the superintendent, but without your foresight, this wouldn't happen.
Yeah, you just have to have good foresight. And, you know, when you go out in the state and you see all the positive things they're doing out there, you bring that stuff back to the community and you say, hey, let's just wrap our brain around this just a little bit and wrap some ideas and let's be progressive. We don't need to be stuck in the 90s in 2000. We need to really be progressive on what we're doing. And that goes for everything in the community that we're doing. You know, I could sit here and talk about all these programs that we need to do. And I'm really working on that within my new position with the school district as well. So I look forward to, you know, bringing some really good programs to Mason County as well. So just an opportunity, humble to just have the opportunity to coach great kids and be around great people every day.
Hopefully we'll play more tennis this summer. I know I got the pickleball bug, bit me, but when we had COVID, you couldn't find a court. But I know we've got a big tennis community, just socialize, and hopefully I'll be more responsible getting that back up and going.
I'm really hoping that over the summer that we really look at taking the opportunity, because pickleball is basically every night, it seems like the courts are full over there. And the tennis courts with the senior league and some of the adult leagues are still, they have the numbers there, but we can improve on those numbers over the summer. We all just have to stay healthy and no serious injuries so that we can all be part of that over the summer. But everybody, just if you're interested in playing tennis, you can always contact Travis Skaggs or Clay Boone and we'll get you in the right direction to get you connected to some court time somewhere. You know, with the new Oak Ridge is going to be great, because hopefully that people will take on opportunities to play there, because I don't know how that'll work, but if you've got opportunities, that's a place you could go play tennis and golf as well. So looking forward to, you know, opportunities anywhere in the community to play.
Clay, thanks for coming down. Best of luck.
All right. Thank you so much, Travis.
Again, that was Mason County tennis coach Clay Boone. Stay tuned. I'll step out for a quick break and come back and wrap up Sports Talk right after this message.
People caring about people. That has been the Bank of Maysville's philosophy since they opened their doors in 1835. Big enough to serve you, yet small enough to know you. The Bank of Maysville is right on the money, helping you get a jump on your finances. Checking and savings accounts, automatic bill paying, convenient banking locations, CDs and investment services, online banking, loans, retirement and trust accounts, plus much more. The Bank of Maysville, downtown, West 3rd Street and Walmart Way. Bank of Maysville, the oldest bank in Kentucky. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Next week on the show, we'll talk softball with Mason County coach Brian Littleton. The Lady Royals played four games this week in the Cal Ripken Experience in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Well, that'll do it for Sports Talk this week. Sports Talk is brought to you by the Bank of Maysville. I'm Travis Skaggs. Thanks for tuning in. I hope everyone out there has a great weekend. Sports Talk will return next Friday.